When we think about a crown, many of us, we think about gold, diamonds, rubies, precious jewels, and the honor that goes along with this crown. You know, we think about the crown that Queen Elizabeth wore, or Princess Diana, or Princess Kate wears now, or King Charles. You know, these are the things, when you say crown, this is what we think about. However, when Jesus walked this earth, he was a king, but that was not the kind of crown that he had. And so I just want to talk this morning a little bit. This is my Easter in September message, okay? I want to talk a little bit about from thorns to glory. And talk about the crown that we associate with the natural, how royalty has all these beautiful, beautiful jewels up in it. And then the crown that my Savior wore, your Savior wore, the Savior of all mankind. His crown was a crown of thorns. Now, when you look at the book of Genesis, it tells about how God created the heavens and the earth. And many of us are pretty familiar with Genesis 3. It looks at the fall of man and how Eve partook of, well, let me start. It, how Satan, the serpent, beguiled Eve to partake of the fruit, who in turn, Eve gave the fruit to Adam to partake of, hence the fall of all mankind, because we were all in the loins of Adam at that time. And then when you look at Genesis 3, verse 18, verse 17 says, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field." Now, prior to that, God saying that, Adam and Eve were playing the blame game. Eve, the serpent. Adam, the woman you gave me. Bottom line, sin came into the world. And because sin came into the world, God said, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. See, there were no thorns and thistles before man fell. There were no thorns and thistles before sin entered into the world. When sin entered into the world, thorns and thistles came with it. Now, it was because of the fall of man that our world is cursed. I'm not going to say was cursed. It was, but it still is. And we are cursed, except for we place our faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and accept the sacrifice that he paid. We are cursed. But I want to look at the fact that thorns came into the world because of man's sin. Let's look at John 19. Starting with verse 1. "Then Pilate, therefore, took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews.' and they smote him with their hands. Now, most of us know the story of the crucifixion and how, you know, if you look at it, some would say it was a bad day for Jesus. In just a short period of time, he was betrayed, he was arrested, he was convicted, he was denied, he was beaten, he was crucified, all knowing, him having the knowledge of knowing who he was and the position that he held, being the Son of God. And you would look at that and you would say, oh, that was a bad day. But then as a believer, it's actually a good day that he was beaten, that he was betrayed, that he was arrested. It's a good day for us because that is the sacrifice, the Paschal lamb laying down his life. So as a believer, that's a good day for me. Yes, it sounds horrible. Yes, it is horrible when you read the story of how he was beaten, how he was smitten. It is bad. It sounds bad. But without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Had he not shed his blood, my sins would not have been forgiven. Had he not shed his blood, your sins would not be forgiven. Had he not shed his blood, all of mankind's sin would not be forgiven. The bondage that the thorns had upon our life would still be upon our life had he not taken that crown of thorns upon his head. But it's because he took that crown of thorns upon his head that this morning I have liberty. This morning I have freedom. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And that freedom reigns throughout all of the world to whomsoever will, let them come. You know, this isn't just a thing of there's been a few hand-selected individuals that are going to make it into heaven. But he took that crown of thorns for the whomsoever will. So all we have to do is believe on the sacrifice that he paid. All we have to do is place our faith, take it to the foot of the cross, and the bondage of the sin, the bondage of the thorns is now broken. Now, when you look and it says that the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, we have to look at what is it that these thorns actually represent. As I was going through the scripture and I was thinking about the thorns, and so I went and looked and dug just a little bit deeper. And I found that at that time in that region, there were like 25 different varieties of thorns. And I don't know if any of you get into commentaries, because commentary A is going to say such and such and so, and it was a red thorn. Commentary B is going to say, well, I believe it was a purple thorn, or a green thorn, or a yellow thorn. It really doesn't matter what type of thorn it was. It was a thorn. And the only reason why thorns are in the world today is because of sin. So regardless of whether or not, and I'm just using red, green, yellow, blue, you know, it doesn't matter. Sin is sin. You know, sometimes we like to think about sin as the big sin, and then we have the little sin. However, there is no big sin and little sin. Just like there is no cool corner in hell. and a hotter corner in hell. No, hell is hell. And it's going to burn. And if we do not place our faith in Jesus, that's where we're going. Hell is our destination. So it doesn't really matter what color of thorn it was. The thorn represents sin. The sin is the bondage that man has in our life if we do not accept the sacrifice. You know, I thank God that he had prepared a plan for me from the foundation of the earth. He knew one day I was going to pop out, be in this world, do the things that I did, and I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want y'all going home. Did you hear what Sister Lincoln said? She said she did such, such, so, so. Nope. We're not going to do that. But sin is sin, like I said. But he knew I would be here. He knew that I would need the Savior. See, I don't like to say a Savior, because when I say a Savior, that sounds like there might be another one. But when I say the Savior, there is only one. You know, they've made a lot of movies that talk about there is only one. But there is only one Jesus Christ, Pascal Lamb, that laid down his life for the remission of my sins. There is only one. I always like to think about my daddy. My daddy loved me. I love my daddy. My daddy would do anything that he possibly could for me. Now, I say that, but I have to admit, there were six of us, and he would do it for all of us. But I like to say for me. But although he would do everything that he possibly could for me, he could not get rid of the sin that was in my life. Now, most of y'all in here know I love Pastor. Pastor loves me. And there is no doubt in my mind that he would not lay down his life for me if the situation arose and he needed to. There is no doubt. And I do appreciate that. But even with him laying down his life for me, it could not rid me of the sin that would cause me to go to hell. The only thing that will do that is the Savior, Jesus, the only one who could lay down his life, the only one who could carry that crown of thorns. You know, we like to look at ourselves in the best light. We like to look at ourselves and think, oh, I am just so good. You know, I'm not doing what Sister Big Toe over there is doing, or Brother Slippery Shoe over here. So I am good. My life is good. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, with the exception of Jesus. He is the only one who could do what he did. And so in verse 2 it says, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And so what the soldiers were trying to do is they were trying to mock Jesus. Hail the King of the Jews. You know, mankind has a way of mocking what God is bringing to pass. And so they were mocking Jesus, saying, hail the King of the Jews, when heaven was saying, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, who he truly, truly was. And they put that the robe upon his back. And some say that it was actually a scarlet robe, because that's the color that the Roman soldiers wore in those days. But it was beaten and tattered, so it was ragged, dirty. So it probably had a kind of a purple tint, because you know, purple is associated with royalty. Hence more of the mocking that they were doing. Mocking him. Saying, okay, so you want to be a king. Well, we're going to make you a king. We're going to give you this crown of thorns. We're going to give you this robe on your back. They gave him a reed as a scepter. And you know how in some of, because I like history. Okay, some of the pictures that you see royalty, you know, they got that scepter in their hand. They got the crown on their head. And they got that little gold ball in their other hand. And, you know, they're looking really royal. So they were mocking my Savior by putting this crown of thorns on his head, not realizing that he was taking on the sin of all of humanity. From Adam all the way until the last man before he comes back, he has taken on this sin for us. And if he had not taken on this crown of thorns, then you and I would not have any hopes of tomorrow. You know, it may look like we have a good job. We got a little money in the bank. Things are flowing well. Family's doing good. All is well. But heaven and earth is going to pass away. All of this stuff that we hold near and dear to our heart is going to pass away. But it's his word. And Jesus was the word made flesh. It's his word that is going to remain. And so we have to have Jesus living on the inside of us, Jesus being manifested out to the world that is going to remain, not the stuff that we pick up along the way. You know, we got 60, 70 years. I say that because I just got my 67th year, so I'm feeling pretty good, okay? That we walk around this earth. And we accumulate stuff and we gather stuff together and, oh my, look it. I got a nice ring, got a nice watch, I got nice clothes. Put me in the ground. Now, first off, put me in the ground with some of this stuff. This stuff ain't going in the ground because you know they're going to take it off you. But put me in the ground with some of this stuff and it's just going to wither away in the dirt. It's going to deteriorate. Now, maybe the ring and the watch might not because it's precious metals. But the clothes, the flesh, yeah, it's going away. But it's his word that's going to remain, and he is the word of God. And we need to get as much of the word of God, as much of Jesus as we possibly can, living in these mortal bodies, being manifested out of these mortal bodies. Now, when Jesus came down, part of the issue that they had with him and the reason why the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted him arrested was because he was stirring up stuff. He was making a change. You know, he was making a change in their outlook. I'm sorry, people's outlook. He was making a change in the circumstances where somebody was getting healed, somebody getting delivered, somebody getting raised from the dead. He was making a change in people's view of eternity. Because for the most part, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were still waiting for the Messiah. They were still waiting for God's promise to get to them so that they could get to eternity. However, eternity was standing right in front of them. God's promise was right there. And people were flocking to God's promise, understanding the fact that he is the Messiah. So he came so that he suffered in our place. He died in our place. He came and paid the price for our sin. And then he rose again. And I like the rose again part. Because of him rising again, that showed that the Father had accepted the sacrifice that was paid. And when he went back to be with the Father, he went back to sit at the right hand of the Father in power, in authority, in the position that he had left when he came down here and became man. But you know what's so good about that is because he wore that crown of thorns, because he took my sin, I can rest in knowing that the crown of glory that is sitting on his head right now, he is sharing with me. The crown of glory that he has right now, he took my sin so that I could partake of his glory. 1 Peter 5:4 says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that faded not away." This crown of glory that we shall receive because of the sacrifice, because of the fact that Jesus took that crown of thorns upon his head, that crown of glory that we shall receive is not like anything on this earth, because everything on this earth is temporal. His crown of glory is eternal. His crown of glory allows us to be able to leave this world as we know it and to be able to put on a newness. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It allows us to be released from the humiliation, to be released from the curse, to be released from the suffering that we have to put up with based on the fact that we were born in sin. I'm not saying that we're not going to go through anything, because then I'd be lying. We're going to go through something. But we can look at what we're going through as an avenue to get to where God wants us to be. We can look at these thorns that come up in our life as a way, as a pathway to getting to that crown of glory that Jesus has waiting for us. Now, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know I want a crown of glory. I want to be released from the shame, from the humiliation, from the hurt, from the sin nature that has me in bondage, because I know who I am. I know who I am without Jesus. I know what I would do without Jesus. But it's because of the Holy Spirit that dwells in me, that's leading me and guiding me and keeping me from doing some of the sinful things that I would do. I'm not saying that I don't commit sin, because then I would have been committing sin right now, because I would have been lying. But what I'm saying is, I know who I am without Jesus. Now, I want this to sink in for just a minute, and I want you to think about it. Who are you without Jesus? What would you do without Jesus? Where would you be if he had not taken that crown of thorns upon his head to release us from that sinful bondage? But thank God, as a believer, we don't have to stay there. We don't have to be bound with those thorns. But we can live with the crown of glory. You know, it's something about when we think about that crown of glory that he's going to give us. Now, I like to say that he has already given me. I can walk in part of it now. I don't know what it all entails, but the little bit that I got right now, it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth placing my faith in him. It's definitely worth putting him first in every area of my life. It's worth it. And I look at that and I see just that little glimpse, just that little piece of what God has done for me right now. Whew. It excites me to think about that bigger piece that I'm going to get. You know, the scripture says, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for us." Most people like to stop it right there. And they go, "Oh, you know, eye is not seen, ear is not heard." And that is so true. But it doesn't stop right there. It goes on to say, "But God hath revealed it unto us by his Spirit." If you want to know what's following that "eye hath not seen, ear has not heard," go to prayer. Spend some time with God. Get in his word. Let his spirit reveal the things that he has for us in eternity to come. Because really, if you think about it, and I don't have a Bible right here because I would go. So y'all have to just imagine this is the Bible and I'm going right here in God's word. He's already laid out the whole plan for us. All we have to do is get into it, dig into it. You know, don't go in and read one scripture before you go to bed at night and, you know, open the Bible and. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But that is a good one, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good one. But we need to get deeper in God's word. We need to spend some time in God's word. Spend some time and see what he's talking about when he talks about going from thorns to glory and how the sin nature, the sin, Adam falling in the garden, how it actually affects our life. What it does to our life. How it deprives us of all the things that God has for us. You know, I'm not going to lie. I like, as I said earlier, I like history. And so I like things about kings, queens, royalty. And if you come to my house, I have my own throne that I sit upon because I like being royalty. I know y'all are looking at me. Okay, it's not a throne. It's just a chase. But in my mind, it's a throne. And so for me, to have this vivid imagination that I have, the thought of being royalty, I'm like, this really sounds pretty good. But even the royalty that we know in this world today is going to pass away. You know, you look at my girl, Queen Elizabeth. She did have a royal golden reign. But she's gone now. Somebody else has stepped up into her place. But the king that I serve, the king that I bow to, he will never pass away. His time will never be over. No one else will ever rule in his place. As I mentioned before, he is the only one. There is only one. But I'm so thankful this morning that he allows me to partake of his glory. He allows me to be able to have a crown of glory and not just have a crown of thorns. That I do not just have to spend my entire life in bondage to sin, and then die and go to hell. But I can spend the life of sin that I had prior to accepting him as my Lord and Savior, and then I can spend my eternity with him. I can go on to be with Jesus. The crown of thorns paid for our redemption. But the crown of glory is our promise of a reward. It's our promise that we can be with Jesus. It's our promise that the same place that he is in my Father's house, there are many mansions. The same place that he is the same place that we can be. And we can thank him for that this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because we realize that if there had been no thorns, there would be no glory. If there was no cross, there would be no crown. But Lord, you came down and you took that crown of thorns upon your head so that we can have a crown of glory in our life. And Father, we look to you this morning just to thank you for being our substitute man, to thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for the position that you have placed us in because of your sacrifice. And Lord, we just praise you and we magnify you.
Thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, for everything that you've done. Father, at times it seems that we don't thank you enough. We don't realize the magnitude of what it meant when you died on the cross for us. Lord, that our minds are changed, our hearts are renewed. The things that we do, the things that we think, is all different now. All because of you, Lord. You've put the Holy Spirit within us, Lord, so we can be a light in this dark world. And we just thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being out with us this morning. We hope that you were blessed by the word. I know that I was. I do have a few announcements. If you haven't had a chance to give, we always need your help. There's numerous ways to do that. There's the basket in the back, and you can also give on the kiosk out in the lobby. I do want to thank our visitors for being with us this morning, and hope that you enjoyed the message and come back with us. This Friday, we have a movie night, and it's at 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. So if you're able, please come out for that. And Bible class is going to be on the book of Mark, but it's not this Wednesday. It'll be the following Wednesday, the 1st of October. Also, for movie night, if you like, you can bring a pillow and a blanket or whatever you like to be comfortable. It's going to be a fun night, so come out and join us for that. And if you'll just stand with me, we'll go to the Lord one more time and we'll be dismissed. God, you are so good. You're so good to us, Lord. And we just want to thank you so much once again for all that you do for us. We ask that you would put your hand on everybody here today, Lord. Allow them to get home safely. Allow them to just bask in your glory and not let this message just gloss over. Allow this message to sit with us. And we just thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.